What a great reminder that so many people approach this day from so many different vantage points. And we at the Heights want to walk with you no matter where you are or how this day is hitting you. And at the very same time, we really do want to honor moms. And so, moms, I'm going to ask you to stand in just a moment and remain standing because I want to pray over you. But we want to recognize you. We want to celebrate you. We want to thank God for you. So could we get all of our moms to stand up? Will you do that right now, please? And will you join me in just celebrating these incredible human beings? And moms, remain standing. You know, I woke up, moms, I want to pray over you. And I woke up and I just had this, the Numbers Leviticus blessing on my mind. And here it is. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now remain standing, moms. I want to pray over you right now. May I? Lord Jesus, we thank you for these women who are standing, moms. And Lord, we ask you, would you please bless them? Lord, whatever it means to bless, would you just do it for these women? Lord, will you keep these moms? Lord, when I think of keep, I think of protect. I think of encourage. I think of undergird. I think of strengthen. And Lord, we're asking you to do that for these moms. And Lord Jesus, will you just cause every one of these moms to see your countenance, your face this day? And when they do, Lord, would you just let them see your grace? There's not a single mom in this room or in the history of the universe who's ever just said, I nailed it. I did it. I pulled it off perfectly. And so, Lord, every mom just labors under this weight of burden and a lot of what could have been or should have been. And Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to just let your face shine upon these moms and be gracious to them. Let them see your grace. Let them see your unearned favor. Let them hear you say to them, I love you. And I love you in spite of any shortcomings. And I'm proud of you. Well done, mom. And Lord Jesus, will you give these moms peace? Not the kind of peace that is manufactured in one's own mind or heart, but the kind of peace that comes from you. Would you give them peace and let them know that you are partnering with them in raising their children? Lord, give them peace this day. Let them breathe this day. Let them breathe in your grace, your mercy, your love. And Lord, we ask this and pray this over these moms in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated, moms. I read something this past week that I just love. It says this, mothers are like glue. Even when you can't see them, they're still holding the family together. Can we just all say amen to that? Do you believe that? Moms really are the glue in the family. I read this article, just things that we love about mom, and I liked it because it reminded me of my mom who passed away a couple of years ago. We love mom for this, the way she loves unconditionally. Isn't that true of mom? How she listens, how she has your back through thick and thin, how she believes in you, how she is such a great role model. You love mom for her texts. You love mom for her phone calls, sometimes daily or even hourly. And you love mom for her sense of humor, her strength. You love her for her insistence that Hallmark movies are great. They're not. My mom used to watch one particular news channel just day and night, and we knew that the end was getting close and she was getting sick when she stopped watching the news and she started watching Hallmark 24 hours a day. And yeah, I know. And if you have stock in Hallmark, I love Hallmark. I was just telling you about my mom. But anyway, whatever. Hey, moms, listen to me. We're going to finish up a sermon series this morning that we've just called Now What? But I want you to know, I believe what we're going to be talking about applies to you. And it applies not just to moms, but every single one of us. We're wrapping up this series, Now What? And here's kind of the background to it. Jesus dies on the cross. And I can imagine the disciples saying, great, now what? Jesus, you told us to follow you and now you're gone, you're dead. What is the deal with that? And then Jesus rises again from the grave. And I can imagine the disciples going, okay, all right, we're back in business. We can follow you, Jesus. We love this. And Jesus is going, no, not so fast. I'm only gonna be here for a matter of time, 40 days to be exact. And then I'm gonna ascend to the right hand of the Father, but it's all right. It's actually better for you that I'm going away, because if I go away, I'm gonna send the helper to you. And this is going to be better for you. And so we see God sending the Holy Spirit, and in doing that, we recognize that we believe in one God, but there are three persons in the Godhead, and we kind of understand Father, and we think of Father, God the Father's in heaven and creating, and he's kind of over everything, and we kind of get God the Son, Jesus Christ, who comes and dies. He is our Savior. But then it comes to the Holy Spirit, and we're like, okay, wait a minute, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, but I'm not really sure what the Holy Spirit is doing in us or what he's supposed to be doing. I don't really understand. He's the least understood person of the Trinity, the Godhead. And so God gave us some symbols for the Holy Spirit to help us understand the role of the Holy Spirit. And mom, it is really, really important that you understand the role that the Holy Spirit is playing, not only in your life, but in your kids' lives, in the lives of your family members. And one of the symbols is dove that we're going to look at today. And the other symbol is helper. The Holy Spirit brings peace and the Holy Spirit helps. Not to be too syrupy here, but that does kind of sound like the role of the mom in the home, right? I mean, the mom kind of does what the Holy Spirit does. She brings peace to the home and she helps everyone out. And mom, let me tell you how much I believe this message applies to you. It is tough being a mom. I mean, think about it. You've got to disciple your kids and discipline your kids. You've got to love your kids, forgive your kids. You've got to show your kids glimpses of God's love in the way that you love them, God's grace in the way you show grace to them, even when they have fallen short. It is tough, but here's the thing, mom. I want you to hear more than any other. When you walk out of here, I pray you have this one thought. I am not alone. I have a helper. I am not alone. I'm not trying to be a mom alone. Actually, God is helping me. Now, with that in mind, I want us to just dive in. And we're going to look, first of all, at the symbol of dove. And then we're going to look at the symbol of helper. And if you're ready to dive in, let's look at the text that we're going to be examining, at least for part of this morning. Where do we get the idea that a symbol for the Holy Spirit is the dove? Because this is very important. If it's just something that we're just pulling out of a hat, then it's not true. And it doesn't really tell us what the Holy Spirit does. So where do we get that the Holy Spirit is symbolized by the dove? We get it from the baptism of Jesus. Now, when all the people were baptized and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were open and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form. So the Holy Spirit is descending on Jesus in bodily form. What is the bodily form? Say it with me. What? Like a dove. Like a dove, and a voice from heaven, you are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased. Do you see this one God in whom we believe, not three gods, but represented by three persons of the Godhead. We see God the Father and his voice from heaven. This is my beloved son. We see God the Son there being baptized on his way to the cross. And then we see the Holy Spirit there descending on Jesus in the form of a dove. And so we see there at the baptism of Jesus, the Trinity. And we also see something else. All four Gospels record the dove descending on Jesus. And this is like God highlighting this event in the life of Jesus and in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Every word Jesus said, every work of the Holy Spirit should be highlighted. It is infinitely important. But this is God saying, hey, let me use a yellow highlighter here. You need to understand what's going on at the baptism of Jesus because this is highly, highly significant and important. So as the dove descends on Jesus, what does the dove symbolize? Oh, well, first of all, and we're not going to spend any time on this, the dove symbolizes purity. Why is this important? Because we're examining what it is that the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. So this is of extreme importance. And so the Holy Spirit is symbolized by a dove. And so that means here's what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. It is producing in you purity before God. Have you ever heard the phrase, raise your hand if you've ever heard the phrase, as innocent as a dove, raise your hand. Okay, it's like 20 of you. That's awesome. The rest of you, seriously, you've got to read your Bible more. Because it was Jesus who said it. Be wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. And so in the first century mindset, a dove represents innocence, purity. You want to know what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life, Mom? You want to know what the Holy Spirit is doing in the lives of your kids, your husband? I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit is there. And we talked about this in the first sermon in the series, convicting of sin, of judgment, and of righteousness. The Holy Spirit is calling us to repent and trust in Jesus for salvation. That's a relationship with Jesus. And then once we're in a relationship, the Holy Spirit is convicting us and calling us to repent so that fellowship with Jesus might be restored. And so the Holy Spirit is working to sanctify us, to produce in us purity. But we're not going to talk about that one. We're not going to preach on that one because we covered it in the first sermon in the series. So what else does dove symbolize? You want to know what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life? God says, just think of a dove. And you go, okay, so I'm thinking of a dove, God. What does a dove symbolize here? Well, it symbolizes purity and it symbolizes peace. It symbolizes the offer of peace. You want to know what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life? He is working to bring peace between you and God. Where do we get that? All the way back in the book of Genesis. You remember, mankind was wicked and evil, and there was only one righteous person left on the planet. Not perfect, by the way, righteous person, and his name was Noah. And so God floods the entire earth and destroys all of humanity. And yes, I believe that is literally true. And what does God do? He saves humanity through one man, Noah, and his family, and he puts them in an ark, and then they survive the flood. And then as the waters began to recede, what did Noah do? He began to send out a dove every day to check and see if there was any dry ground so that they would know it was okay to disembark from the boat. When you read the story, I mean, I always kind of chuckle to myself, Noah is sending out a dove to figure out if there's any dry ground. What is he expecting the dove to do? I mean, fly back and go, oh, look over that way. You gotta turn right, you know? I'm like, what? But as it turns out, Noah knows more than your pastor. Amazing, right? Listen to the way the story goes. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Now you've got to understand, here God had destroyed all of humanity, and now all of a sudden God is extending an olive branch. Have you ever heard that phrase? Someone is extending an olive branch. What does it mean? They're extending an offer of peace. This is where that whole idea came into being, all the way back in the days of Noah. And obviously God was extending an olive branch. The olive branch came to represent peace with God. God was saying, I destroyed humanity because of your wickedness, but now I'm offering you peace. Now I'm offering you a second chance. Now I'm offering you hope. Now I'm offering you another opportunity. I'm offering you peace with myself. Now, fast forward back to the baptism of Jesus. the dove is descending on Jesus, and everyone is thinking, innocent as doves. We heard Jesus say that, but they're also thinking, oh, this is God extending to us the olive branch. And guess who the olive branch is? His name is Jesus. And so the dove is there, and he is the one who is pointing to the olive branch whose name is Jesus. He is the one who is announcing the olive branch whose name is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit's role is to point us to Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, and reminding us that no one comes unto the Father except through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. See, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, pointing us to the way to peace with God. Now, moms, let me just stop down here and apply this so you don't start daydreaming on me. The work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work in every single heart and life represented here today. You're present. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit's at work in your life. And what is the Holy Spirit doing? The Holy Spirit is shining the spotlight on Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross for you. For some of you, the Holy Spirit is calling you to repent of your sin and place your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've already done that, what the Holy Spirit is doing is he is calling you to repent of your sin, anything that you are in disobedience before God about, so that your fellowship with Jesus might be restored. But mom, let me offer you even more hope than that. Mom, yes, it is your job, your responsibility before God as a follower of Jesus to point your children to Jesus, to disciple your children, to love your children, to teach your children about Jesus and invite them to find peace with God through faith in Jesus. But moms, good news, you're not alone. As a matter of fact, you're the junior partner in this process. You know who's the senior partner in pointing your children to Jesus? His name is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work. I'll tell you, I really believe my mom, she never said it, so I can't say my mom felt this way, but I can tell you my mom, as I look back, must have felt so alone in pointing her three children to Jesus. My mom grew up at First United Methodist Church in Portales, New Mexico, and my mom loved Jesus since she was a small child. She believed in Jesus and walked with Jesus. My dad, not so much. My dad was a good man. He just wasn't a church-going man. So when I was young, we really never went to church. I mean, like, never went to church. Not sporadically, not once a month, the way people attend today. It's supposed to be funny. Come on. Thanks for the mercy laughs. No, we just didn't go to church. But see, in the process, my mom still loved Jesus and my mom still walked with Jesus. I mean, have y'all ever seen or heard of those little devotional books, Open Windows? My mom always had her Bible and she had those little devotional books. And man, she'd read her Bible and she'd read those devotional books. And we saw my mom, I mean, my brother and sister and I, we saw my mom trying to walk with Jesus. But my mom wasn't content to just walk with Jesus. She knew that we weren't hearing about Jesus by going to church. So she decided she had to try to be more direct in telling us about Jesus and pointing us to Jesus. And so what my mom did, when I was in junior high, my mom actually called all three of us kids into the bedroom and she said, I want y'all to sit on the bed. And she sat down in the chair and she said, I'm gonna read the Bible to you because I want you to know about Jesus. And she started reading the Bible to us. And I'm telling you, you know what? I, in junior high, did I mention I'm the youngest? So I'm telling you, my brother and sister were in high school. And mom said, I want you to sit there and I'm gonna read the Bible to you. You know what my brother and sister and I did? We sat down on my mama and daddy's bed and we listened as my mama read the Bible to us, not because she demanded it, because she asked us to. And you see, my mom loved us unconditionally and we did not want to disappoint my mom. So we listened. But I can imagine how alone my mom must have felt in this effort to tell her kids about Jesus and point her kids to Jesus without my dad's help and with our resistance. See, what I left out of the story is we sat there for about a week and we made so many faces and we griped so much at the same time that she finally gave up on the whole thing. But here's the thing, my mom wasn't alone because actually the Holy Spirit was working overtime in each of our lives. I know the Holy Spirit was working overtime in my life. By the time I turned 16 and got my driver's license, I just had to know about this Jesus that I'd heard my mom talk about. and that I saw my mom following. And so I started driving to church. Nobody else in my family was going to church, but I started driving to church. And as it turned out, you don't know this about me, but I ended up going to seminary and something I've never really shared publicly before, but I ended up becoming a pastor. I love this section over here. I'm just gonna preach this way, all right? And so now, I'm telling you, over the years, my mom and dad started attending church. My dad actually asked Jesus Christ to be his savior, got baptized. My sister started attending church. Mom, I'm telling you, you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is actually the senior partner in pointing. The Holy Spirit is the dove. The Holy Spirit is the one who is extending the olive branch, and the olive branch's name is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is extending the olive branch to your children. He just calls you to be faithful, to talk to your kids about Jesus and point your kids about Jesus. You don't have to harass them. You don't have to harangue them. You just act as the junior partner in the whole process. And let me tell you something else. The Holy Spirit, this dove extending the olive branch of God, is not just interested in the people in your home, Mom, finding peace with God. He wants the members of your family to find peace with each other. You see, the Holy Spirit is the peacemaker. And so the Holy Spirit is at work bringing people to reconciliation. The Holy Spirit is at work in your children's life, in your husband's life, in your life, convicting each of you when you are sinned against to offer forgiveness, and when you sin against another member of your family to go and seek forgiveness. And do you realize that when you hold on to bitterness, when you hold on to anger, when you won't forgive, when you won't be reconciled, when you sit there and you plot out revenge and ways to get even, do you realize in those moments you are not listening to the Spirit of God, you're listening to the voice of Satan? And what's worse, in those moments, what you're doing is you're actually grieving the work of the Holy Spirit in your life and in your family. Scripture tells us, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Mom, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit's at work in your life. He's at work in your children's life, your husband's life. He's at work as the dove of God, extending the olive branch, peace with God through faith and trust in Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is also symbolized by helper. I love this word, helper. It says in God's word, but when the helper comes, do you see that helper, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. Helper is the Greek word parakaleo. Brian mentioned that last week. Para means to be alongside. Kaleo means to call. Para means to be alongside. It means to be called alongside. It's translated comforter, and it's also translated helper. The Holy Spirit is called alongside. The Holy Spirit helps us. Listen, moms, I want you to hear this. You are not alone. Here's the reality. The Holy Spirit doesn't just reside within you. The Holy Spirit is actually walking alongside you. And the Holy Spirit is helping you. See, the Holy Spirit comes alongside you, not just without a plan, not without a purpose. Actually, the Holy Spirit is alongside you with a plan and a purpose to help you. The Holy Spirit isn't just hanging out beside you, Mom. The Holy Spirit isn't just hanging out like maybe some buddies that you would invite over, that your husband would invite over to watch the game with him. He's not just hanging out, but he's not gonna help you fix a leaking faucet. The Holy Spirit isn't just hanging out in some non-purposeful way, like, I don't know, some private investigator lurking in the shadows trying to catch you doing something wrong so that he or she can go back and report to whomever hired them on your flaws and your faults. The Holy Spirit is coming alongside you, and the Holy Spirit is coming alongside you to help you. How does the Holy Spirit help us? Let me give you two. There are many ways that the Holy Spirit helps us. Why am I only giving you two? Because it's 11:54. And you're gonna quit listening in 6 minutes. And I'll be finished in about 10. The Holy Spirit comes alongside you and he prays for you. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Mom, do you know what that means? When you're on your knees praying for Jesus, praying for your children rather to Jesus, once again, you're the junior partner in that prayer. The senior partner in that prayer is the Holy Spirit. But you know what else it means? Not just moms, but each one of us. If the Holy Spirit is praying for us, does it not mean that God is for us? That God is not against us, that God is pulling for us. Where do we get the idea that God is lurking in the shadows like some private investigator trying to catch us doing something wrong so that he can justify sending us to hell? See, the Holy Spirit is for you and working on your behalf. So what does he do? He comes alongside us. Why? To help us. Well, how does he help us? He prays for us and he teaches us God's word. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Isn't that cool? The Holy Spirit is right there beside you, and you go through something in life. Maybe you're afraid. And the Holy Spirit is right there. And the Holy Spirit is bringing to remembrance what God has already told you in his word. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Or maybe you're feeling particularly alone and you just remember, wait a minute, I heard something about, wait a minute, a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And then it dawns on you, yeah, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother and his name is Jesus. And all of a sudden you're remembering that, or maybe you've done something wrong and you're thinking, man, God could never forgive me. God is going to disown me. God doesn't want me anymore. And that then at the very moment you remember something about casting sin from the east to the west, or I can't remember. And then it dawns on you, oh, I remember, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Let me tell you something. When you're remembering that, or when you remember, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's not your great memory or your wisdom or your intelligence bringing that word to your mind. It is the Holy Spirit who is standing right there beside you. See, the Holy Spirit has come to help. And he helps by praying. He's for you. And he helps by reminding you of everything that God has said so that you can follow Jesus. Man, an incredible verse says this, but when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you know what this means? Every single thought you have of Jesus concerning his love, his goodness, his righteousness, his holiness, and the salvation that he offers, the grace that he offers, that's the Holy Spirit pointing you to Jesus, reminding you of Jesus, bringing to mind Jesus. Here's the bottom line. Without the Holy Spirit, we could never find Jesus. Think of the dove extending the olive branch of peace with God, and his name is Jesus. Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, you could never find Jesus. And apart from the work of the Holy Spirit coming alongside you, reminding you of God's word, you could never follow Jesus. It reminds me of a couple of years ago, Richard Covington and I, along with some other pastors from other churches, had the opportunity to go to Rwanda. We were there to lead a pastor's conference, and it was such an incredible experience, but it was an incredible experience because we had guides who met us at the airport. I verified that with Richard, that would be the case before I ever agreed to go. And those guides were amazing. I mean, they lined up transportation for the whole week. They lined up meals. They lined up lodging. And they had translators there so that we could communicate with the pastors that we were ministering to. They even lined up a trip to a coffee farm, literally, on the other side of the nation. I mean, we traveled all over Rwanda. And it was an incredible opportunity for ministry. It was an amazing experience. But I'm telling you, it was an amazing experience because we had guides. And if there had not been guides, we would have been not only lost, but I think we would have been in danger. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard it said, this world is not our home? You ever heard that? Have you ever heard this? We're strangers in a strange land, and we're just passing through. Do you realize this fallen, broken world is not your home? This is not the place God designed you to live. Do you realize that God designed you to live in an Adam and Eve Garden of Eden world, in a world that is unbroken by sin, unbroken fellowship with God, unbroken fellowship with each other, and unbroken fellowship with creation itself? This is not our home. And I'm telling you, if we didn't have a guide leading us through this world, we would be sitting down for the one who steals, kills, and destroys. But we've got a guide. We've got a helper. And his name is the Holy Spirit. And he guides us to peace with God and to following God. So here's what I want to ask you to do. It's 12 o'clock and it's time for you to stop listening. So let me land the plane like this. Number one, I invite you to receive peace with God. The Holy Spirit is the dove, think Jesus' baptism, extending the olive branch whose name is Jesus. Receive peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. See, that's what the Holy Spirit is all about. The Holy Spirit is telling you, hey, there is a kingdom and it's this kingdom of God. And there's a king and his name is Jesus. It's not you. And here's what this king Jesus did. He died on a cross, taking your sin and the Father's punishment for your sin upon himself. And he was buried, but he rose again, conquering sin, death, Satan, and hell. And here's the thing. Jesus calls you and me to repent. Repent of acting as if we are actually the king of our own life. Repent of acting like we're the king of our life and believe in Jesus, trust in Jesus, place our faith and our confidence in the Savior, God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, and then confess Jesus as Lord. Commit yourself to follow Jesus. And the fact is, when you do that, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In just a moment, believe it or not, I'm going to pray and I'm going to hush and we're going to be dismissed. And I'm going to be standing right back there at that next step room. And if you'd like to know more about how you could begin a relationship with Jesus through faith in Jesus today, I'd love to tell you, or we'll let somebody else tell you. Second thing I'm gonna invite you to do is this, and let me just say it really quickly. I wanna invite you to embrace the work of the Holy Spirit. Think helper now, not dove, but the helper coming alongside you, praying for you, reminding you of God's word so that you can follow Jesus. I wanna encourage you to embrace the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. And I want to ask you to try this week. It's an ancient form of prayer. Literally, since the Middle Ages, followers of Jesus have been practicing this form of prayer. In the Spirit of the Disciplines by Richard Foster, he talks about this form of prayer, and it's called recollection. You could call it recollection, but it's re-collection. That's what they've called it through the centuries. And it's just a way to recenter your mind and your heart on Jesus. And it's palms down, palms up. Palms down, you just come back and you come to Jesus in prayer and you just say, Jesus, I'm releasing everything in my life that is causing me worry and anxiety and fear. I'm releasing to you my sin. I'm releasing it and I'm laying it at the feet of Jesus. See, you can't hear the Holy Spirit if your mind is filled with the things of this world. So you have to let go of the things of this world, palms down, and then in prayer you turn your palms up and you say, Jesus, I receive now what you want to say to me through your word and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I receive your grace. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your instruction. I receive your admonition. I receive your discipline. Lord, I receive what you have for me. I commit myself to follow you. Palms down. I release my fear and worry and anxiety. I receive what you have for me. I'm going to ask you this week, walk with the Holy Spirit. Walk with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, very active in your life. Moms, we love you. We thank God for you. We pray that you enjoy an amazing, amazing Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Let me pray and we'll be dismissed. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. May we never, never forget that. Now, Lord, my prayer is that we, as your people today, will embrace you as the dove, the one who offers peace through Jesus Christ. May we trust in you. May we receive the salvation that Jesus offers. And my prayer is that we'll do palms down, palms up, that we will release the things of this world and receive, Holy Spirit, what you have for us this week. May we not just find Jesus in salvation, may we follow Jesus in obedience this week. And we pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.